As heavy rains fell on Saanich for the first time in weeks, dozens honored the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation in the dry warmth of Camosun's Nitsamot building. The September 29th event brought students, Camosun staff, kids and community members together to remember the survivors of, and the children who never returned from, residential schools. The National Day of Truth and Reconciliation is an important day to honor the lives of survivors who experienced the Indian residential school system in Canada, and to never forget the numbers of students that didn't get to return home. Christine Lavallee, a member of the school's administrative support staff for Indigenous Education and Community Connections, said in a news release. The ceremony brought Indigenous Studies student Keelan McNeil, muralist Jesse Campbell and Carrie Newman, a UVic professor and Kwajalth and Coast Salish artist, to campus, all of whom spoke to the crowd of orange shirts about the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation's importance. Over the years, this day has grown into a day of education, a day to be seen, a day to be listened to and a day to be heard by Indigenous people all throughout Canada, said McNeil. At the entrance of the Nitsamot building, pins designed by Carrie Newman to honor survivors and the children who never returned home from residential schools were available for purchase, with funds raised going to the Orange Shirt Society. The hearts and the design express love for all those buried in unmarked graves, and compassion for the families and community members who carry the legacy of that loss, Camosun said on its website. The small, colorful hands reflect the uniqueness and beauty of every child, and symbolize the ongoing work of reconciliation. Before the event, morning workshops open to the public drew crowds. The morning workshops are intended to offer participants the opportunity to not only critically reflect, listen, and dialogue with one another but to work with various mediums and materials as we put our commitments to truth and reconciliation into action, Courtney Nydig, an early learning and care instructor, said in a release. The event was live-streamed at Camosun's Interurban campus.